The following copyrighted program is presented by PodcastNorm.com. Hi, everybody. My name is Russ, and I'd like to welcome you to the show we call Just a Fan's View, the show that talks about NASCAR from just a NASCAR fan's point of view. We won't be doing any interviews with drivers, and we won't be talking to any crew chiefs. In fact, when we do interview anyone, it will be just another NASCAR fan. That's why we call it Just a Fan's View. So hold on to your cup holder. We're not afraid to express our opinion. In fact, it is what we do best. Today's show is NASCAR at the Glen from a Fan's View. There's something different about road racing, and it wasn't always like it is today. It is a big difference, and if you haven't been around NASCAR all that long, you probably don't recognize it. But trust me, it is much different than it used to be. So what is this big difference? Well, once again, that is a good question, and I'm glad you asked it. The difference these days is that there are so many good road course racers in NASCAR that it is getting harder and harder to tell which one of them could win the Cup race this Sunday afternoon. Sure, there are some that are still better at it than others, but the competition is so tight these days that it could be any one of most of the field. Yeah, I know there are some that still just don't like road courses and simply suffer through them, looking forward to the next few weeks when they get back to their comfort zones of ovals, both large and small. Many of the teams used to bring in drivers with road racing backgrounds called road course ringers, in the hopes of getting a better finish with the ringer than with their normal drivers. Sometimes they would do better, but there was always the problem of the driver not being able to spend enough time with the crew chief and the team for them to be able to communicate well, which usually translated into a less than lackluster performance for both. These days, most of the drivers enjoy the challenge of the different types of tracks they visit during a season, and that means road courses as well as ovals. Like I mentioned before, some are still much better at the road courses than others, and they generally finish at or closer to the front by the end of the race. The others still suffer through these races, but even they perform better than some of the substitute ringers used to. I've heard some ask what the difference is between the track at Sonoma and the one at the Glen. Well, if you ask the drivers, many of them will tell you that the track in Sonoma is a finesse track, and Watkins Glen is much more of an attack track. The one is a track that leaves very little room for error, and the other one is one you have to press the envelope, but not overstep the limits to have fast lap times and hopefully end up in victory lane. It is this fan's opinion. The Glen has a couple of areas that separates the great from the good, and one of those is the S's, and the other is the bus stop. If you don't carry enough speed through the S's, you will lose ground to your competitors, and missing the bus stop hurts lap times the rest of the way to the start-finish line. From this fan's view, and judging from the practice and qualifying sessions, the race this weekend at the Glen could be one of the more interesting road course races. It is awfully hard to argue with the top five or six qualifiers being contenders at the end of the day. Three of those in particular should do well, and that would be Marcus Ambrose, A.J. Allmendinger, and Jimmy Johnson starting out front, and I guess I shouldn't rule out Juan Montoya either. This fan's problem with Montoya running well is that he just hasn't had the greatest of luck this year, and I'm not sure how he is going to do, even though he did practice and qualify with a fast car. Once again, the Hendrick teams didn't qualify that well, and all of them but Jimmy Johnson will be starting outside the top 10. From my view, that could mean one of two things when the race starts. Either they will adjust to the track conditions and move up toward the front, or they will be mired in the middle to the back of the field for most of the day. My gut tells me they will finish much better than they qualified, but I do see they're all up against some pretty stiff competition this weekend, and it depends on whether those other guys have problems how stiff the competition will be. Same holds true for the Childress teams, too. Their best qualifier was Clint Bowyer, and he is starting 19th. As for the rest of them, it only gets worse from there. That inspires the thought that they, too, will perform better than they qualified, but they do have a long way to go to get to the front. Not exactly what any of them were hoping for, I'm sure. I don't have to tell you, running one qualifying lap is a lot different than running a whole race, and the key to winning is consistency. There are a lot of good road racers in the field for tomorrow, and there are a number of them that can win, but they are going to have to consistently maintain track position and fast lap times. Kyle Busch has looked the fastest for the weekend so far, and from my view, he has a great chance of taking home the trophy. I'm not at all saying he has a lock on him, but he is starting from the pole, and the rest are starting from behind him. There are two, in particular, that have a very good chance at winning their first NASCAR Cup race this weekend, and those are Marcus Ambrose and A.J. Allmendinger. Both are great road racers, and of the two of them, Marcus has the better chance, in my opinion. I am looking forward to a very interesting race, and a lot of competition amongst many. The only thing I'm not sure of is whether or not the weather is going to cooperate. If it doesn't, it could be a long weekend for everyone. Hey, this is Russ, and I'll see you next time, right here at NASCAR Fans View, or just a fan's view of NASCAR racing. That's the show for today, and we're really glad you took the time to be with us. It is our hope you enjoyed this time and that you will tell a friend where to find us. Just a Fan's View is a production of, and all views expressed are strictly the opinion of, PCN Productions. Thanks for being here, and until next time, have a great week. Hi everyone, my name is Rusty Norman, probably better known to you as Podcast Norm. I'm the voice behind Podcast Norm Audio Productions, and I'd like to take a moment to tell you about the music I use in my podcasts and other productions. It's from Mike Stewart, and it's called Two Buck Themes. We all know music makes every production better, and not only is Two Buck Themes royalty free, but it is very affordable. How much is it, did you say? Just $2 a theme, 5 themes at a time, and I use it exclusively on these podcasts. If you make audio and video productions and want to make them better, then give $2 Themes a try. I know you won't be disappointed. Once you hear and use them for yourself, I'm sure you will feel the same way I do about them. So click on the link below and get $2 Themes for yourself. Hey, this is Russ, and I'll see you next time.